KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 19 degrees. We look for increasing cloudiness today with rain developing later this afternoon, a high of 40, winds southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police late Sunday night arrested a man on an assault charge. 28-year-old Nathan Allen Aldrich of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:40 p.m. for domestic abuse assault, second offense. Aldrich was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. A collision between two pickup trucks Sunday in Creston resulted in one person being transported to the hospital. Creston police said a 2014 Dodge Ram pickup driven by 35-year-old Julie Sandeman of Creston was stopped at the intersection of Sumner Avenue and Adams Street waiting to turn left. A 2016 GMC pickup driven by 26-year-old Ryan Sandoval of Hastings, Nebraska came up behind the Dodge. When Sandoval attempted to go around the Sandeman pickup, he misjudged the distance and did not swing out far enough. His pickup hit the other pickup in the right rear, causing a total of $9,000 damage. That accident happened around 9:50 a.m. Sunday. Sandeman, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by EMS ground ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston after complaining of pain and possible injury. Sandoval was not hurt, and there were no citations issued. A person who saw some individuals leaving from a building and into an alley in Villisca early Saturday morning thwarted a burglary in progress. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said around 6 a.m., a person passing by saw four individuals exiting a building into the alley at 327 East 4th Street, the site of the Jones Store and former museum in Villisca. The citizen called authorities and detained a juvenile male until law enforcement arrived. An investigation resulted in the arrest of 18-year-old Drake L. O'Brien of Villisca and three male juveniles ages 12, 13, and 16. Each was charged with burglary in the third degree, a Class D felony. The three juveniles were subsequently released to the custody of their parents while O'Brien was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said their personnel are thankful for the actions of the passerby that allowed the crime to be cleared by arrest, but at the same time they advise others against directly confronting individuals suspected of a crime as it may be detrimental to one's personal safety. The Iowa coronavirus dashboard this morning shows 10 additional deaths attributed to COVID-19 since Sunday's 10 a.m. report for a total of 2,202. The number of deaths attributed to pre-existing conditions are at 1,310, while long-term care facility deaths amount to 1,004, and that's one more than on Sunday. There's also one more death to report in Pottawatomie County for a total of 66. 1,657 new confirmed positive cases of the virus have been reported since yesterday. Cass County has two new positive cases for a total of 730. There are two less long-term care facility outbreaks for a total of 119, and those care facilities report 4,380 positive cases and 1,885 recovered. Cass County's three long-term care facilities have a total of 200 confirmed positive cases and 104 recovered. The health department is also reporting another drop in virus hospitalizations for the third day in a row, but there is an increase in ICU patients. There are currently 1,333 Iowans hospitalized with COVID-19. 273 COVID patients are in an ICU, while 135 had been admitted since Sunday. There are also 135 on a ventilator. In Western and Southwest Iowa hospitals, there are 65 COVID patients, 22 in an ICU, 5 admitted, and 5 people were on a ventilator. Positivity results so far for Iowa as of yesterday amounted to 6,870 tests coming back with 5,358 negative, 1,468 positive. The 14-day positivity rate is at 20%, 20.7%, and the individual positivity rate statewide is at 18.1%. In the funeral announcements, William Gene Iberg, age 93, of Atlantic, died November 16th at the Heritage House. An open visitation for Gene Iberg will be today from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milo Nielsen, age 99, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A private family graveside service for Milo Nielsen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne Gettler, age 74, of Adair, died Thursday in Des Moines. Private family graveside services for Dwayne Gettler will be held today at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Bonnie Knight, age 93, of Harlan, died Thursday in Harlan. A private family funeral service for Bonnie Knight will be today at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lucy Lawrence, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Visitation for Lucy Lawrence will be held tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Langkamp Funeral Chapel in Oskaloosa. Ryan Reynolds, age 37, of Panora, died November 17th at the Guthrie County Hospital. And due to the new COVID restrictions, parking lot services for Ryan Reynolds will be 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Panther Creek Church of the Brethren near Adel. Everyone is asked to stay in their vehicles. The church has its own radio station to listen to the services. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of those arrangements for Ryan Reynolds. Kevin Sewer, age 78, of Walnut, died Friday at his home. A private family mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Sewer will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Betty Carr, age 95, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Carson, died Wednesday. A private family celebration of life for Betty Carr will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Wheeler Grove Church in rural Carson. Lost Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Charles Leroy Arnberg, age 81, of Redfield, died Thursday. Open viewing time for family and friends of Charles Arnberg will be held next Sunday, November 29th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Private family graveside services will be held at the East Lynn Cemetery. Mary Jean Dennison, age 97, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Salem Lutheran Nursing Home in Elkhorn. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of life for Mary Jean Dennison will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. James Jim Klein, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life will be scheduled for Jim Klein at a later date when family and friends can gather. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Leonard Trashinsky, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. And due to the new COVID restrictions, private funeral services for Leonard Trashinsky will be held at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Gail Dutch Eshelman, age 90, of Ogden and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday in Boone. Funeral services for Dutch Eshelman are pending at the Reek and Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Patrick Gallagher, age 64, of Elkhorn, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life services for Patrick Gallagher will be at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Rosie Hansen, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Services for Rosie Hansen are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Kralik, age 86, of Cumberland, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Richard Kralik are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Corma Allen, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at her home. Services for Corma Allen are pending with the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.